turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the rays no more. Like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the ravers, and I'm only here with Al at the moment.
Oh, just only Al.
Well, we usually have a huge group here.
Right. Yeah.
Marie's working. Jimmy's lost in the snow. We actually do have James Discovers here. You can say hi, James. What's up?
Which mic?
Doesn't anyone happen. Grab one.
How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Pretty good.
Sound like you're from New Jersey. How you doing?
We'll get into where he's... I think he's from Acton, but we'll...
Close, yeah.
We'll get into your history and everything, probably around 2 o'clock.
Okay,
and
cool.
And James is going to play... You're going to play some live music, right?
Sure.
Cool. Very cool.
So it is a crash course for the Reavers. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. What's going on, Al?
Not too much. I brought in that Remains album.
Yeah, the Remains are actually, they have a show coming in May. I don't know if the date is set yet.
I think it is.
But it's going to be Remains, Liars, yeah. I think Muck and the Myers.
Muck and the Myers, Cal.
Yeah, and I'll be emceeing it.
Yep, well, hey, might as well start playing some Remains.
And what else did I hear? I heard something else. Oh, Brett Milano will be spinning tunes.
That's cool, too. Yeah.
He'll be spinning tunes in between the bands. They asked me to do that, and I'm like...
Spin tunes?
I could do it easily if I had my own equipment, you know? It's like, I don't think MFO wants me to take half their album collection down there, you know?
Yeah, probably.
Which would be half a million albums, but I don't even think they want me to take 30 albums down there, you know? But I could easily do that. I'd have to start collecting albums, which, you know.
I just found some, so that's why I brought in this Remains album.
Do you think you would have a large enough album collection for me to DJ at a club?
No. I used to, but I got tired of lugging them.
Because I'm pondering it, but I don't want to just start collecting albums. No, Marie has maybe a dozen.
Yeah, I've only got about 300 albums. And about a couple thousand CDs.
Well, if they're good, that's enough.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start going through them. I just moved, so I got them out of storage.
So then maybe you do have enough that I could do that.
Possibly.
You can be my sidekick at clubs.
I could be your sidekick.
We'll see. Stay tuned. The number is 617-627-3800. It is the date of Bob Marley's death.
That's correct. No, it's birthday.
Oh.
It's his birthday.
Al.
I said it was his birthday.
Okay, happy birthday, Bob Marley. And I wish he were still here.
Oh, me too.
But his music will live forever right here on A Crash Course for the Ravers. Speaking of Ravers, here's Midnight Ravers.
Yeah. the mystics of tomorrow.
Say.
MFO, you're on the air. How many times have I told people, stay on hold, don't jump back and forth. This isn't the whack-a-mole game.
Jeez.
MFO, you're on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Anyone there? Hello. Nope. He keeps hanging up.
Is that one?
There he goes again.
Okay.
Where is he now?
Where? He's on... one.
MFO, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello.
Is this not working? MFO, you're on the air.
Hello.
This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah. What is the story?
Let's hold on for a second. Let's see. Okay.
I feel like I'm in 28 Days Later.
Hello. Hello.
Hold on. That didn't pick up. That's not picking up for some reason. Did you hang that up all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure.
It wouldn't be ringing if it...
One more time. I'll try this one more time.
Are these...
I gotta wait for this light to light up now, and it's not. Hang up and try... Okay, here we go. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. MFO, you're on the air. It's not working. Now he's on the other side.
Oh, God, we're having
technical... I think he royally screwed it from calling back and forth. MFO, you're on the air.
Yes, I am. I don't know.
It
wasn't me, though.
I figured I'd better
call and have somebody there, man.
Oh, okay. So you're not the one jumping back and forth. No, somebody's royally screwing with me.
Yes, not me.
Okay, this sounds like Papa Joe. Stay on the line, Papa. We'll try this guy one more time.
All right.
MFO, you're on the air. No, there's something wrong with that line.
Ah.
Very strange.
Because it continues to ring, and I've...
It's not picking up.
And there's nobody there.
No. That guy has to hang up and call again and after you get over. I guess I only have one line. So what's up, Papa Joe?
Not much. I just heard you're having trouble with the phone. I figured I'd better check and make sure it's working before I call later.
Well, this line works. Let me try this guy one more time here. MFO, you're on the air.
Whoop.
Nope.
Heard something.
No, it's continuing to ring, and I did everything correct there. So it's not me.
If that's you, Ron, hold on.
Yeah, you gotta call after we talk to Papa. What do you need, Papa Joe?
Not much. Just calling to let you know that the CD, the single is done, and we decided to leave you in the song.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Maybe I'll get famous.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping maybe it'll help both of us, you know? Hey.
Brian needs a lot of help.
We've got a good show planned today, so... keep rocking.
Okay, thanks, Papa. Give me a copy of that when you get a chance, all right?
Oh, yeah. As soon as it comes in, I'll send you one, man.
Okay. Cool. And in return for putting me in that song, I'll send you a shirt, all right?
Hey, that's a good deal, dude.
All right, man.
All right.
Talk to you later.
See you soon, bro.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Bye.
This may be your ticket to Hollywood, man.
Maybe. Actually, we have a lot of movies going on right here. I've been in a dozen things filmed in Boston.
That's true.
Oh, I saw a trailer for that movie that you're that you have a part
Ungovernable
in.
Force.
Oh, it is. That's
heavy.
Yeah, that trailer took a turn quickly. It's great though.
MFO. No.
God.
Okay, now if he calls, it should work. His Papa just came through on this line. So try to call one more time, you crazy mother effer. That's not a swear, so don't think you can swear now, James discovers.
Promise.
Now he's not even going to try. He's had it. Well, it was his fault for hanging up in the first place.
Well, no, it should be working.
Right, but he shouldn't have hung up and tried the other, you know, well, he didn't know he was trying the other line, but it's going to go to the other line,
I know.
And that line is not working. So try again, Ron. Maybe we can get you after this song. It's Bob Marley's birthday right here on the Crash Course for the Ravers. If you want to try and get through to me on our defunct phone, 617-627-3800.
Oh, what's that?
Okay.
Let's see. Wait a sec.
Take 7.
Try it now.
MFO.
Hey, Brian, it's Ron. How's it going?
Hey.
Imagine that, huh?
Yeah. What is going on, brother?
Well, I'm just, hanging. Going to go to, a big psychedelic music festival tonight in my town. So that's going to be pretty cool, I guess.
Right. Hey, so I got to tell everyone, one line is not working. The line Ron's on is, whenever anyone calls, and this goes for any day, just if I pick up, even if I don't pick up, just stay on one line. I'll get to you. It's a radio show.
Yeah, but today it's not working.
Well, it would have if he stayed on the first line.
Right.
Ron hung up and he tried again.
Yeah, this is the third time I called back, and it just kept ringing and stopped ringing. And
well, the first
time to call back again.
The first time you call, just stay there. I might even put you on hold for a minute because there's a song going, but I'll get to you, man. I'll get to you. So, okay, right. Music festival. Who's playing?
Electric Runes.
Oh, just a bunch of local, Michigan and Ohio bands. So
Warhorses.
Warhorses was the band I was kind of interested in seeing. I've seen them before, about a year ago, and they're pretty cool from the Detroit area.
Warhorses? Let me see if I have them in the system.
You might. I think they got a couple things out.
So they're a Toledo band.
They're from Hamtramck, Michigan, which is next door to Detroit.
Uh-huh. No. I have War by Scarred Horses. Is that close enough?
No.
The request I had was something different. Golden Earring, She Flies on Strange Wings is what I wanted to request today.
Oh, okay. I know I have. I think I played that for you before, didn't I?
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
That compilation.
She Flies on Strange Wings. Okay, I'll bring that up. We got one more Marley song to go. It's his birthday.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay, cool.
So we'll do a special Concrete Jungle live in Europe. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay, it's 1976. Let's go on the Wayback Machine.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for the call, Ron.
All right, talk to you later, Ron. Ryan.
See ya.
All right. Bye.
No! to do the best you can.
WMFO in Medford, it's a crash course for the Ravers, and that was, of course, Bob Marley and the Wailers going back to 1976, live in Europe, Concrete Jungle, from the Babylon by Bus album, one of the best live albums you can find. Mm-hmm. Tons of great songs on that. I was going to go into Ron Beale's song. He wanted to hear Golden Earring, She Flies on Strange Wings, but then I thought, just because we were playing a big block of reggae there, even though it was by just one artist, we do know other reggae artists besides
Bob
Marley.
That's true.
Like, here's Al's band doing a reggae song.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate
special
that.
Special guest. This one's called Yes, I Know. And then we'll play Golden Earring for Ron.
Thank you. daughter and son would nurture the sin.
'Cause I know
there is forgiveness for those who've been bad, and love and joy for the lonely and sad.
Oh, yes, I know.
There be peace in the earth and the sky, all of creation, the glow and the
oh, yes, I know.
There is judgment for those who've been wrong, all of the people would join up in song.
Lonely is the night without you, just as lonely as the shepherd without sheep. And where flies the falcon in the high sweet air without hunting? We'll be right back.
asleep there. Old Man Blues is going to try to find you everywhere. Some strange ideas on how life should be lived and things should be done. But I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want. And when there's start of that talk, talk, talking, remember just one thing. Truth is the light.
Truth is the light.
The light is the way.
Light is the way.
The less folks know.
Less they know.
The more you want me to,
uh-huh.
Here's what I'll do for you.
Alright.
Well, I'll light a candle and I'll pray the Lord will bless you. I hope someday he will understand, but till the do just
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
Oh, I have this on. There we go. I had that on preview. Screwing around with a turntable over here. I know the girl before me had trouble with it, but she didn't say she left the one I usually use in shambles.
I know. I wanted to play my red vinyl version.
Well, is the whole album good?
The whole album is fantastic.
Okay, let's play some more Remains off my system, and I'll change up. Maybe it's the needle needs to be changed up.
Yeah.
This one's flying right off. I can't even tighten it.
That's cool.
It's not cool. It's ridiculous. All right.
So everyone knows who the Remains are.
No, they don't. Angel Wood didn't when I asked her.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't know. She just doesn't know. But anyway, Cal is presenting a show at the Cuisine on Local in Somerville on May 13th. And it's going to be Barry and the Mains with Liars, Cal Cali Band, and Muck and the Myers.
Okay, Al has a little bit of a throat thingy going. What's wrong with your throat, Al?
I have spasmodic dysphonia.
Right.
It's an incurable vocal disorder.
Hold on there. I got to put you up there. Sorry, James. What's up?
I said, say what in the what now?
It's a long story. There's a few people in the business that have it. Mary Lou Lord has it, actually.
But she does not sound anything like you.
Well,
I would hope not.
She's
been on the show and she sounds wonderful.
She does sound wonderful, but she does. We talk about it. She does have issues when she's trying to record and stuff.
Okay. What Al is trying to say is Cuisine and Local in Somerville.
That's correct. May 13th.
It's called the Once Lounge now, right? Didn't they change the name of it?
I don't think so.
I think it's,
Cuisine and Local.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as I know, I mean, last time we did something for Billy Borgioli, and that's what it was called then.
Gotcha.
So this is Barry and the Remains. I guess they're just going as the Remains, right? But it is Barry in it.
Yeah, he's a singer.
Right. And Liars will be playing as well.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Muck and the Myers. I'm not sure about
that. That's what
that
it says here.
Does it really?
Yep, and it says Cal Cali Band.
But he doesn't in the Cal Cali Band. But they don't. They didn't. I didn't think they had a date set yet because they.
It says May 13th.
Okay.
I got it right from Cal.
Okay. He didn't put up an event page yet. That's what I was waiting for. I guess I'll be emceeing.
That's what it says.
Does it say it there? Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have Brett Milano will be spinning some tunes.
That's very cool.
So, can't wait for that. This is the song we're trying to play on the red vinyl.
It's the first track.
When I really want to do something, I'm going to get it done. So
of course, Brian.
We'll get that going. Here's The Remains with Heart. This version might be a little different. It's on extended versions.
We'll see.
I have that version too, but let's try this one out. The Remains on MFO.
Every time you
Okay, Al, I think I fixed the turntable.
Nice.
And you know what? I'll fix the other one, too.
I always thought the Remains were the Rolling Stones of the United States.
Well, they did open up for the Beatles at Suffolk Downs. I believe that was the Beatles' first concert in the United States.
Well, in Boston. 1966.
No, I think it was the first show.
No, it was 1966. So they played Ed Sullivan in 1964.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't know the exact years.
I guess it was actually the Beatles' last tour.
Does it say on here 60? You sure it was 66?
Yeah. I still have a ticket.
I read somewhere it was their first show.
I still have a ticket from that concert. With
you
the Beatles.
Went?
Wow.
I didn't go. But I have my full ticket. My full ticket's now worth over probably $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you go?
Why didn't you go?
I had a date.
Yeah.
Well,
didn't take it to the Beatles?
I say I'll catch them the next time.
I know. You were getting late with that ticket, man. That's
a free pass right there.
I'll catch them next time around. Those are always my famous last words about a Nirvana show.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, we got the red vinyl here. Let's check it out. The Remains. What's the name of song two, L?
Song two is called Lonely Weekend.
Right on. Here we go.
Will I make it all right? From a Sunday morning till a Friday night. But oh yeah, that lonely weekend. Since you left me, I've been as lonely as I can be. But oh yeah, said you'd be good to me. Said our love, oh yeah, would never die. You said you'd be, well, good to me. But you